it's going to get shut down. But, yeah, let you know.
Cool. Well, thanks, Scott. I appreciate it.
Yeah. We do it, I guess it's for more clarification. Everyone currently believes that we do it for all full-time staff who, like, is based up at camp. The issue with you is you are based at a fair bit, but you go up to camp, so we're just trying to figure out.
If I fit through the loophole, kind of.
We're gunning to make you fit through the loophole, it's just we have to make sure everyone checks all the boxes and stuff like that. And that's where we're just trying to negotiate. Amanda feels the same way. She's like, oh yeah, I mean, he's going up, so we should get a jacket, but we just need to make sure that it all is fully set. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
So,
it means a lot. It'd be really nice to have one of those.
Yeah, happy I could help if it works. Sorry if it
doesn't. Well, it's okay if it doesn't, but
I feel like I should ask.
She's going to prime the oven, and we'll probably talk about it tomorrow at the meeting. But he just doesn't do well with surprises. She usually gets put on the spot about stuff, and she has a tendency to stonewall and pressure. So,
yeah.
That's why if you talked to Brian, Brian would have said yes.
Okay.
But then it would have gotten done, and then I had like a little.
Everybody in moment.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
But Brian seems to be very like.
Yes, he is, which is great.
Yeah, which is great. And then he has to play the role of like,
no. He's back top a little bit.
Yeah, and it would just suck if that got stonewalled. And so I'll let you know what happens, and you'll probably find out through some other means. But,
cool. Well, yeah, I really appreciate it. I mean, yeah, it makes a lot. But also, when I'm doing winter work up there, a lot easier and safer. So,
yeah. And then Amanda's, she's like, apparently, I wish we could order gloves for people. But I'm like, what do you mean we can't order gloves for people?
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, apparently, Brett said, like, we can't get gloves for people. I'm like, put the fucking gloves on the safety tab.
Yeah. That's insane.
I didn't know that was a thing. I just, people like gloves.
I mean, when I went up there last winter, all my gear was self-bought. Gloves, boots, bibs.
I bought my boots and then I found out I could have gotten compensated. But yeah, I bought my boots and I was like, this sucks.
Yeah, this is news to me about boots because I specifically bought a new set of winter boots for work.
So the boots specifically, they gotta be safety, like steel toe, composite toe.
Okay.
They have to be like a work boot, not for cold weather.
Ah.
The cold weather thing is an entirely separate thing. I don't think it has a policy for it, really. I think it's just like if you ask, then sometimes they give it. That was when the sky was here.
Okay.
But for the shoe thing, it has to have, I think it's F2314, some safety rating. And you gotta show it to me, and then I put a signature on it.
Okay.
So if you wanted a pair of like regular work boots that can resist impact of something falling on your foot, it sucks that you didn't know about that. I guess you were at like EEDC when we did that. You still should have heard about it, but.
I remember people talking about it, and I just never. Like check back in on it.
Maybe I should go talk to Pete. He probably, maybe he doesn't know, even if it's in the meetings. But
okay. I'm using a pair of regular work boots here in here anyway.
Yeah, $200. You can spend more. We'll just only give you $200.
Okay.